Time to talk some Oregon softball. Hard to believe now she's the senior third baseman, a key part of the lineup. She stepped on the field as the Pac-12 freshman of the year. Ducks off the bye now, back to work tomorrow for the Civil War. Welcome in Jenna Lilly. Jenna, really appreciate the time. How are things?
They're going well. Just been getting ready for the series all weekend, and thanks for having me on.
I mentioned now you're a senior. When you get some downtime and think about it, you amazed how the time has just flown by since you became a Duck?
Every period of downtime where I think about it, I get kind of emotional because it really has. It's gone so fast. It seems like just yesterday I just stepped on campus for summer school going into freshman year. So it really has. Like they tell you, time flies. It really does.
You know, a little rewind. You're from Hoover High in North Canton, Ohio, and you're fourth in line among sisters and brothers who've played ball at a really high level. What could you tell us about your siblings and just how much the game of baseball and softball was so big in your family?
I would say, so all three of my older siblings, I have two older sisters that played at Purdue and Northwestern, and then my brother played baseball at Notre Dame, so they're a lot older than me, too. So basically, right when I was born, I was hanging around ball fields and always around the game, watching them and going to their games and just kind of following their careers through college, too. So I've just grown up around the game and started playing probably, I say, when I could walk.
We're talking with Jenna Lilly of the Ducks. So coming out of high school, you were one of the top recruits in the country, Gatorade High School Player of the Year. So as you narrowed the field, what were some of the other schools you were considering and what made you finally say, nope, I want to be a Duck?
Well, I would say growing up, I always had a vision of playing somewhere in the Pac-12. And I guess at that time, Oregon was the only Pac-12 school who seriously considered me. So on that end, it kind of made it easy. I know I wanted to do West Coast, and they're one of the only West Coast schools looking at me. And I took some other visits to Louisville, was up there, North Carolina, Indiana, but really it was Oregon, I say, by a landslide.
You know, I saw on Twitter earlier this week you acknowledged that scary anniversary in 2016, that game against Stanford when you got hit by Carolyn Lee. I remember when I talked to Coach White after that, he said, you're so competitive, you wanted back in quickly. But when you think about that, do you get that sense of, you know, appreciate the moment because unexpected things loom around the corner?
Yeah, absolutely. I think reflecting back on it, I'm really lucky that, I mean, the damages, I had a bunch of fractures in my face, but it could have been unimaginably worse and could have done a lot more damages. So really, in retrospect, I think I'm pretty lucky that was done, all that was done. So I think looking back, it really anything could happen at any given time. And so any time you're out there on the field, just to not take it for granted because, again, whether you're struggling or you're having a lot of success, don't take it for granted because in that moment, although I'm lucky and it wasn't worse, just don't take it for granted because you really know what can never happen next.
And the bottom line is you didn't miss that much time. I think it was less than 2 weeks later you were playing against Oregon State. What do you remember about stepping back in the box in an actual game for the first time? Like, what's going through your head?
I think in my head, right after the injury, I was like, oh, I'll be back next week. That's what I told myself. Obviously, that's crazy now looking back. I was like, oh, I'll be fine. But that was just me being me. I remember I didn't start that weekend. I kind of came into the games later.
Right.
But I remember feeling it was not scary because I know that nothing can happen now with my mask on my helmet. But I think I felt a little smaller in the box. I'll put it that way.
That's a good take. Talking with Jenna Lilly. So you and your teammates have had the opportunity to take some really unique road trips during your time here. Now I know before the season you went to New Zealand, and beyond the exhibition games you played, what kind of experience was that for you, you know, to go back to the place, a unique place like that, plus the home of your coach?
Yeah, it was a really amazing experience. I mean, how many athletes can say they've gone to New Zealand for their sport in college, let alone any other foreign country. So I think it was awesome to be able to explore the beauty of the country and experience the culture. They have a lot of really cool, strong cultural values there. So it was really an awesome experience to learn about them. And just to see the beauty of the country. I mean, New Zealand is, I think, one of the, it's like the beautiful parts of Oregon, but everywhere you look, it's amazing. And there's a lot of hills, and I like the stereotype, there is a fair amount of sheep there. But it was awesome to go be able to visit and experience that culture.
Now, your first three seasons with the Ducks, the player to your left was among the best in the business, Nikki Udrea. And like you, she stepped in as a freshman and established herself as a heck of a player. And playing such a critical position and hitting in the middle of the lineup, what pops into your mind when you think about playing alongside Nikki for 3 years?
When I think about Nikki, I think how much we grew together over the years. I think we were always at our best earlier on in our careers, like our relationship with each other on the left side, but by the end it was really, really strong, and there was a lot of things we knew. Like, I knew where Nikki would be on a certain play, not even thinking about it. So I think over time you kind of grow in that strength of our relationship holding down the left side. But I really had it was a pleasure getting to play with her and right alongside next to her those 3 years.
Now, that leads to the obvious question. She goes, she's taken in the first round of the Fast Pitch League, entered DJ Sanders, a transfer, an All-American from Louisiana. So now that she's had 30 games under her belt, how has she done, you know, with the glove and, you know, filling those really big shoes?
Yeah, no, DJ's been doing great. I played with her on the junior team a little bit, but she played on the junior national team 3 summers ago, but she actually played first base on that team, so I never really seen her play at shortstop, but I've been really impressed with her and her range, and she's got a pretty good glove. She gets to a ton of balls. You'll see her take away base hits up the middle, but it's been fun getting to know her more on the field and being able to play the left side with her. Again, at first, it was a little bit of figuring out the communication aspect and kind of just trusting each other, knowing where we're going to be. But I think we've done a good job of figuring that out.
A couple final thoughts for Oregon third sacker Jenna Lilly. Your first 3 seasons here, you've gone World Series, Super Regional, World Series. Now you're 5th in the rankings, 2nd in the RPI. What do you like about this group of Ducks that makes you confident that you'll make another run and be back in Oklahoma City?
I think one of my favorite things is the strength of schedule we had this preseason. I think coach really challenged us, and we hadn't really had that. I think there was one weekend where it was like we played Texas A&M, LSU, Tennessee, the Japanese, and Florida State following. So there was a period of time there where I think like out of 10 games, like 8 of them were against top 15 opponents, which you can't beat that. And then going off of that, getting all that experience off of that high-level pitching, we come into our conference, which is now, I argue, definitely one of the best in the country, if not the best. So I think it's pretty cool. The competition that we see, the more that we see those top 5, top 10 teams, the more it's going to prepare us for the end. So I think that was really great of the coaches to get us some such hard teams to play in the beginning.
And, of course, now it's Civil War week. It starts tomorrow. Oregon State having a pretty good season. In preparing for them, what kind of challenges do you expect from the Beavs this weekend?
I'd say they got a pretty good all-around pitching staff. They have 3 that'll throw a lot, so we've just been getting ready to face those pitchers and kind of learn about what they throw. And they're pretty athletic too, and they're a good hitting team. So I think it'll be a good, fun, competitive matchup, like it always is with them, especially with the in-state rivalry. So I think we're all looking forward, and hopefully we travel a good fan section up there.
Folks, she's Jenna Lilly. I don't think you're going to find many who love playing the game more than she does. Jenna, really appreciate your time. Be well, be healthy, and have a great series against Oregon State, and I hope we can catch up down the road.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
All right, take care. Jenna Lilly, Oregon's senior third baseman. That seems mind-boggling. Nobody plays the game harder. We'll take a break. We'll be back. More sports talk. 95.3 The Score.